It's the 1st of August. We are in Tripoli, northern Lebanon, with Michael Birmingham, who's a human rights activist from Ireland, working in a Badawi refugee camp on the outskirts of Tripoli. Michael's going to explain to us today why we're holding a short vigil outside the UNRWA office in Tripoli city centre.
Well, we're primarily here today because of the urgent need to show solidarity with the children and the civilians who are still in. We're primarily here today to show solidarity with the civilians in Nahr el-Barad. Primarily, there's at least 50 children still there, and children, of course, are by definition under law, and according to the morality of most people in the world, civilians are not combatants, and therefore there's a legal and moral obligation on the Lebanese army to distinguish and protect the life, to protect the lives of those children. To date, the Lebanese army and the Lebanese government has failed to make any such distinction between combatants and non-combatants. It has engaged in a form of collective punishment for over 2 months without any discussion in the world or in Lebanon about the egregious abuse of human rights which this has caused. It has up until now destroyed the homes of over 40,000 people who have been entirely blameless, without question, have no responsibility for anything that's going on, have had no part in the conflict. And right now, today, the Lebanese army continues to fail to distinguish between combatants and non-combatants, and it's threatening at the moment to finish this battle quickly, and finish this battle quickly without any reference to the fact to the lives of those children who are still under the rubble.
And what are you calling on the International Red Cross and the United Nations to do? Haven't they been given access to the camp? Haven't they been providing aid for the civilians, or have the Lebanese army allowed them in?
No, the Lebanese army hasn't allowed them in through most of the battle, and for the last few weeks no aid has got in. For the last week there's been no negotiations in terms of allowing the children to go free. In fact, the position of the Lebanese army is that